I hope the focus now must be directed to the Egyptians. All Egyptians now in a big numbers are participating in this first day of election. And the Egyptian people are the hero of this scene, not any political power. And Muslim brothers are apart from this society, sacrificing to achieve the goals of our revolution. And that is enough for us.
Is the Muslim Brotherhood satisfied with how the election was conducted?
Yes. Till now, the first day passed in peace, without troubles, few technicals and rare errors, and this is, I think, satisfying all Egyptians.
What is your view about the demand for an interim government to be set up now by protesters at the Tahrir Square?
Of course, we are keen that the Egyptians themselves choose the parliament and choose the cabinet, not few intellectuals or few revisionists or protesters can make a government, because this can create chaos. Others can come to the Tahrir Square in next day and say we have the right also to endorse another government.
So what is your group's position on the new prime minister that was named by the military council that says that he will be naming a new government or cabinet?
I think we are keen about the authority that the new cabinet and new prime minister can take from the military. And of course, we are not included in the consultation in this process.
So if you are not included in the consultation, do you accept the fact that there's a new prime minister because the protesters don't agree and they want a completely new cabinet? Are you with the protesters or with the military council?
The real cabinet must come by the people will themselves. And the people will cannot be known without going to the palace. Then now the Egyptians went to the palace, make elections. We must wait to see what is the result, and this can make a new parliament, a new cabinet.
So what is your expectation of how the Muslim Brotherhood will do when the results are announced of the parliamentary election?
I think a democratic process, democratic principles, democratic rules are well known all over the world. According to these rules, we are waiting to know the results and go to the making a new cabinet after the parliamentarian election.
Did they tell you when the results will be announced?
No, that is the first phase, and we shall wait till mid-January, and the complete of the second chamber will be in mid-March.
So what will be your message to pro-democracy activists in Tahrir Square?
I think the message comes to them from the people, not from us. And they must carefully listen to the voice of the people, which is now in the ballot. And I think they are wise enough to understand the message.